sometimes I like to give an exercise, a practical thing to do. So today I'd like to talk about laying on of hands. And here we have a verse from Hebrews, Hebrews 6. It's in Hebrews 6, 1. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to the perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. A lot of people want to move on. It says, not laying again, let us go on to perfection. But you don't get to second grade until you've gotten through first grade. These are the ABCs. These are the six principles here. And without these, you're going to have a poor foundation. Your structure's going to shake. You can be blown about by winds and waver and wonder what's happening. And sometimes we need to go back to the foundation and find out, what are we building on? And here's a good list of the foundations for the Christian life. And in that list is, near the bottom, there is the fourth one, is laying on of hands. And to a lot of people, let's move past that, or you haven't even heard of that in your church. And a lot of people, when they address it, since it's in the list, they say, well, this is a formality, it's a custom, it's symbolic, there's nothing really powerful in it. But it was not that way in the Bible. Let's look at just one example in the Old Testament. Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So something passed from Moses to Joshua. And the laying on of hands is a way of continuity in the church, from one generation to another, from a senior pastor to a subordinate to people. And here we have Joshua is going to be taking over. So before, he did not have the spirit of wisdom, not to the level that Moses was going to give to him. Afterwards he did. And it happened through the laying on of hands. There was an impartation. Let's look at the life of Jesus, one of many examples here. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. He didn't just say, y'all be healed. He laid his hand on every one. There was a before, sick, afterwards, healed. And the transaction was in the laying on of hands. That is God's method that he chooses. The hand of God working through our hands. Let's look in the book of Acts. When the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, that was through the ministry of Philip, who preached the word and they received great joy and all that. They sent Peter and John to them, and when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. So there was a before and after. That which Peter and John had received at Pentecost, they experienced the promise of the Father, they were imparting to those who were believers through the ministry of Philip. They've been baptized, but the Holy Spirit had not come upon them. And the transaction, the impartation, came through the laying on of hands. A similar situation is in Acts 19 with Paul. It's not going to be up here. Let's go on to the next one. Here we have gifts. This is to Timothy, Paul to Timothy. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. And the second Timothy, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. So there can be spiritual gifts imparted from Paul or from the elders, body of elders, to somebody. There was a before and after, and the transaction, the impartation, happens with the laying on of hands. And the last one in Romans, Paul wants to go to Rome, for I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift so that you may be established. He didn't send the gift in the letter. He wanted to go there so he could put his hands on them and impart something. So this is an act of faith that we can still do today. If we say, well, it's just symbolic, then, that's all it is. But if you say, God, you will work through my hands as you did in the Bible for to impart healing, to impart gifting, to impart the Holy Spirit, to impart a blessing, then when you step into that faith and lay hands on somebody, God will honor your act of faith and work through that hand. It's also an act of faith on the person receiving, saying, I'll accept whatever God's going to do to me when that hand comes upon me, because I know He touched me. Oh, He touched me. God will touch you through the laying on of another's hand. So today, this is not an instruction to go do. This is when you're ministering to each other or anywhere you are, feel free to lay your hands on somebody to impart something. It's a step of faith to receive. Be sure to ask if it's permissible. And let's see what happens. So I encourage you to go ahead and do it. Some people have a red dot. You'll be careful on your distancing. Otherwise, go for it. You wonder, why do we not have more healings and power of God? Maybe it's because we're not using our hands enough.
God wants everybody to be able to lay on hands and pray for people for healing. Just pray for them for healing anyway. But, I don't know, sometimes we're kind of scared. I am, frequently. But there is a presence in this room today. So if you'd like to be able to do that, I'd like you to put your hands out. Let's try this. Because God wants to put this in your hands. There are angels in this room to hand it out to you, to be able to lay your hands on people and to see God heal them. You know, He tells us to go heal, but it's always Him doing it. Mm-hmm. So I want you to say, okay, God, I'll take this. He's offering this. It's free, and it's just a way to share more of what He wants to do for people. Now, there's two things about this. You can take your hands, and you can lay them on somebody and pray. And, you know, if you don't see healing right then, they're still going to be blessed by the Lord. And they're going to know that you and God really care about them. And the other thing I want to tell you is take your hand and put it on the part of you that doesn't work well, because you can pray for yourself. I do it all the time. Now, does it always heal me? No, I feel better. I always feel better because I know the presence of the Lord. I can feel it. I can almost taste it. So I just bless you with this in your hands. And now, open your ears and listen to what God is telling you. And try it. Put your hand on the part of you that isn't quite right. And I just speak healing. I speak healing through every hand in this place. And say, you can do this because He does it. It isn't you. When you are obedient to what God teaches and offers, it releases something in the supernatural. God has never told me what. It might be that it releases exactly what you're doing, the healing. But the fact that you're obedient releases powers in the supernatural realm. It may be something you never know what happened. It may be on the far side of the planet. But God is faithful, and His word is, it doesn't fail just because I don't see what I expect to see. Doesn't mean His word fails. So God bless you. And remember, practice on yourself. The hardest thing in the world is to get past your own expectations. So you believe always that God is good, always that God is faithful, always, always, always that He is God.
Okay, just to add to what she said, and everything she said was good and right and true, is that ask God who you're supposed to pray for. And sometimes you may get the feeling to pray for someone and they don't need healing. Maybe they just need a touch from God. Maybe they just need a blessing. You can lay hands on someone and impart blessing. You can lay your hands on someone and just ask His Spirit to come on them, just to refresh them. And so, you know, sometimes we don't do more because we kind of get our thinking locked in one area. But this isn't confined to just healing, okay? And so if you get the feeling to pray for someone just because they just need encouragement or they just need prayer or just need a touch, you know, that's good too.
So I just want to add to that a little bit again, another addition. Sometimes, you know, we lay hands thinking it's about healing, but just like Jim was saying, it's more than that, and we read scriptures about all the different other things mm-hmm. that come. And I just want to say, how many of you laid hands on yourself and actually felt something? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I did want to say that a few weeks ago, I was just standing here and looking around, and God was starting to tell me how many people in this church are full of His wisdom. And I just want you to know that as you lay hands on people, that is another thing that you're releasing over them. And boy, do we need wisdom.
That's right.
Right now. So please don't ever feel like you're empty or don't have anything, mm-hmm. because sometimes it's things we don't realize that we have. So bless you.
Good work.
To bless others.
Good work.